everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Heart to Heart Podcast. I'm Bria.
And I'm Kim.
And it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It definitely has.
A long, eventful time. I guess first off, we want to thank you all for all of your support. We always feel it even when we're taking a break and not posting regularly. We feel the love and we just want to thank you for that.
Yeah, it really means a lot, all of the messages. I know when we initially posted on our Instagram that we were taking a break, I had like a flood of texts asking people if we're okay and how things are going. And we just really appreciate the genuine care and the people who have, you know, continued to follow us and stay active and uplift us and support us. So thank you so much.
It really means so much.
It does.
So I don't know if people follow our personal accounts or personal lives. You're not really expected to. If you want to, you can. They're linked in our Instagram account, which is Heart to Heart Podcast. But basically a lot happened. So when we initially took this break, I asked Kim if we could, because there was just a lot going on in my life at the time. My dad was sick with cancer. It was liver cancer. And it was just a lot to deal with because my dad is, you know, he was the healthiest person. He never drank, never smoked, exercised every day, ate healthy. Yeah, and so on May 15th, I just finished up finals, come home to be with my family, and, you know, things just declined rapidly. And so May 15th, 2021, my dad passed away and my life changed. And I have to thank Kim for being there for me as my best friend. And I don't know, I wanted to make this episode just kind of in recognition of Father's Day coming up. This episode will be released on Father's Day. And I thought that we should do something to, you know, commemorate my dad on this channel, and on this podcast that he loved so much and supported us on. And I thought this would be a way to make my first Father's Day without my father, you know, at least have some joy. So this is going to be the episode today. It's a little different, but we hope that you all like it. And anyone out there who's dealing with loss of a parent, it's something no one could prepare you for and nothing could prepare you for. And so I hope that this episode, if you're dealing with that, brings you some comfort to know someone else is right there with you and figuring out this thing called life right there with you. So
yeah. And you know, Bria's dad was such an incredible person. You know, we're going to get into his background, but I had the privilege of knowing him for many years, because as you all know, Bria and I have been very close. We knew each other since middle school, but became best friends in ninth grade. So just having the privilege to be around her family and her father, and, you know, it's just, it's really special. And I'm also really happy that we're taking this time to, you know, commemorate him. And he was an amazing, amazing person, which you will all hear about, you know, momentarily.
Yes, and it's a minute in, and we're already crying.
I knew he couldn't make it through this video with, like, you know.
Oh, I was like, maybe I'll hold out to like the 15 minute mark, but clearly no. So that just, you know, and as painful as, you know, the tears are and stuff, I've been saying this to my family and just and friends and everything, like, I wouldn't be crying if I didn't care, you know? People would not be crying. People I don't even know would not be crying and sending love to my family if my dad was not such an amazing person.
Exactly. I mean, I had my whole church praying, asking my whole family, how is he? What's going on? And that just really says a lot.
Yeah.
Considering they, you know, haven't met him before, but they just knew.
Yeah. Just like hundreds of people, thousands of people, like, knew my dad. And he was just such a pillar in the community. Like, apart from being just an amazing father, he was like a father to so many people as well. Like, you know, so involved in our church, Whenever there was like a men's day event or something where it was involving, you know, we need men to mentor the young men in our community, my dad was always there. You know, my brother played basketball. He was like a second dad to a lot of those people on that team, you know, just always there, always positive, always laughing.
Always laughing.
Always laughing. He just had the biggest laugh in the world. And like, that was someone who could light up a room. Yeah. And talk his way through the entire room.
You know her dad is powerful, because my dad is a pretty quiet and reserved man, and my dad was like reflecting on conversations he had with him, and also too, you know, my dad was like, yeah, he knew everybody because he knew my cousins from so and so and blah blah blah. So
I didn't even know he knew your dad's cousins.
Yes, I don't want to give away where we live, but
no, yeah.
My dad grew up in a town right next to where we live, and he was just reflecting, and he was like, yeah, he knew so and so from here and there. He said he knew everybody, and again, I think that just speaks to how many lives he touched, and you know how influential he was, and the fact that he was able to get my dad to be all communicative, and you know all this other stuff. So, he was a blessing, really.
It really was. And yeah, I guess this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit, you know, I guess what it's like to lose a parent. I just want to talk about like his character, the memories I have of him, his presence. And I also want to talk about the community that I felt during this time, and talking about how, you know, when you go through a tremendous loss, it takes a village. And we've had a village around us since my dad got sick, and since he passed, we've had people there, friends, you know, just holding us tight, family holding us tight, because this is one of those deaths that it came out of nowhere almost, you know? Like looking back a year ago, 5 years ago, no one would have thought my dad would go. Never, ever. So this is one of those things that everyone is shocked, and it's, you know, people who are so, so far out are saying, if I'm hurt, I can't imagine how you feel as a child, or how my mom feels as the wife. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much pain surrounding all of this, and community and friendship and love has made this semi-bearable, mm-hmm. You know? And, yeah, I guess we can kind of start just talking about him. We already kind of did that a little bit. What's like one of your favorite memories about my dad?
I'm like going, we wrote a little list, and I don't know. I think what really sticks out to me, just because again, I think it speaks so much to who he is, you know, there's been multiple times that I've gone to Bria's church. You know, one time Bria was like giving a sermon, and like there were just other events and stuff. I think even one time we like, I don't know, maybe it was like around Lent season or something, and like we went because we were hanging out together, and mm-hmm. I don't know, I think it's just moments like that where no matter what, he always just made sure that like we were in good care and in good company. So whether that was like making sure, you know, we were at church, or even like also to all the different like parties we would go to in high school, right? Like,
yes.
All like whether it was going or whether it was coming back, like he had us, and he made sure we got home safely, and he was calling to make sure we were okay. And I think it's just that genuine care mm-hmm. that he extended to me, you know, that he had for us. It really says a lot. It really says a lot. And, you know, obviously when I met Bria and I found out, you know, all that her dad has accomplished and stuff like that as well, it just felt so special to have such a prominent person in my life. And, you know, a lot of our episodes are about how Bria and I had to really overcome a lot during high school, you know, feeling underestimated, feeling like, you know, we were less than our peers, or that people didn't appreciate what we were doing. And I felt like he was that constant figure that was almost that reminder of like, it's possible. Mm. Because he really did so much that like he should not have been able to do.
Yeah.
Like as a Black man, as you know, somebody growing up with so many brothers and sisters, etc., like he did so much.
Yeah.
That people would not believe.
Like he really shook the table. And I think because my dad is such a humble person, like a lot of people, if you didn't know him, a lot of people didn't know some of the stuff he did until he passed,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I think that as, you know, his family and a close friends, like we were giving him his flowers right. when great things happened, but I think now people are giving his flowers like tremendously because of all the things he's accomplished. Like, and to your point, like my dad was really very much part of my support system. Like all the episodes we talk about, like when we were being tried in school, mm-hmm. just know I was going back to my dad and telling him all the foolishness, and he knew all these people's names. He knew all of the teachers, everyone who had ever, you know, been funny. He always knew, but he was such a graceful, calm person. And he would say, he would acknowledge that stuff was funny. And there was some foolery afoot, but he would keep me grounded because he was that testament of like, I've dealt with so much foolery that you will get through this and get on the other side. And my dad, he's from Queens, New York. He's one of six. You know, his parents are immigrants from the islands, Antigua. And obviously someone Black growing up in the 60s, you can only imagine, you know, what they faced.
In the 60s.
And yeah, in the city, you know, what people faced
back in the
day. And he was able to, he went to prep school, he got into prep school, and after that he went to Harvard. And so, like, I think that was part of our, obviously he's my dad, so we had a connection, but I think, like, in terms of being, like, my support system, because he went to Harvard and I, you know, go to Penn, like, when it came to college and education, he was always right there with me because he went through the same things, you know, a few decades ago, you know what I mean? So when Kim and I would have problems or, you know, we'd talk to him, he was like,
He
knew exactly what was up.
But he also, I felt like, always kept us seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I mean, like, rightfully so, we got bent out of shape over a lot of foolishness, but I felt like he was always, like, telling us to see the bigger picture.
Yeah, and, like, this is something that's been hard, is, like, I can accept that he's not here, but I think a lot of my sadness comes from the fact that, like, I'm mourning the loss of him not being there for all of the big accomplishments I know I'm going to have. Because he instilled that right. I would achieve those things in me.
Yes.
So the fact that, like, the person who was really, really, really pushing for me is somehow not going to be there when I do graduate Penn, when I do graduate law school, when I get this job and I do this thing, like, he's not going to be there. And he was the one telling me that I would do these huge, tremendous, amazing things. And, like, and he, like, absolutely adored my friendship with you, Kim. Like, my dad would always be like, how's Kim doing, like, Kim's gonna be doing, like, he would be saying, like, Kim's gonna be doing amazing things, you guys are just an iconic friendship, like, oh my goodness, like, just the hope and, like, the light he saw coming from us is something that, like, I wish he would be here when we do accomplish those things, that he would, like, speak over us. And that's, like, the most frustrating part about all of this. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, also, though, what makes the memory so sweet, you know, knowing how much he really, like, loved us and was rooting for us because he went through those things too, you know. My dad went to Harvard, and then afterwards he went to Fordham Law. And then afterwards, he went to Princeton for seminary. So, yeah, he did some really cool things. Like, that's just amazing to me. One of his first cases, I believe, he actually tried in front of Thurgood Marshall. Like,
I speechless. Like,
speechless, and. And he would say, like, and this stands for all of us, me, my brother, and my sister, he would always say, like, yeah, I've done great things, but, like, you guys are destined to do, like, double, triple, tenfold what I did. And he was like, that's the goal too.
And yeah,
he's one of those people, he really truly believed, like, no matter what you achieve, you need to set your kids up for success so that they can achieve even more than you achieve. And I'm so thankful for that, because so many people don't get that in a parent.
That is so true.
So many people don't get that.
They don't. Just to have somebody who you know has your back through anything, who's pushing you, who wants them to be better than you.
Yeah.
That really takes a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of years that I feel like of conditioning and support. I mean, everything that you're going through, it's just...
Yeah.
Like you said, like a village, you know.
It takes a village. Like, I'm so thankful also, like, the fact that he did all of these things, that widens the community available to me now that he's not here as well. You know, and because he's such a great person, like, I am thankful that I'm going to have mentors and, you know, people he worked with, like, you know, willing to help me and be there for me. Because, you know, honestly, though, that doesn't equate to my father, you know what I'm saying? Having my father, but it is some type of comfort knowing that I have my uncles and aunts and, you know, professionals and people there for me and for my whole family, so we don't fall apart.
Definitely.
You know, it's weird, like, you're so thankful for a community, but it's like, I would trade all of it to have him back. It's weird.
And
it's a weird thing.
And, you know, I remember at, you know, his funeral service, you know, some of his friends were speaking, like, from Harvard and everything like that. And just even the fact that he had those friends and, like, the way they spoke of him, you know, it was just like he touched so many lives. And, like, yeah. I don't know, I feel like to have friends that who go way back like that, to be still feel so connected to your family and so connected to what your father has built and believed in, it's really special. And
it really is.
And it really showed how they're a part of your village, how they're a part of your community. You know, and I thought that was so special. I mean, like, also, like, I just wish people could have heard what I heard, like, during that mm-hmm. service. Obviously, I knew Bria's dad. But of course, when somebody goes, you hear so much more that, you know, sometimes you've never heard before. And, you know, when people were literally, you know, equating him to a Jesus-like figure, it was like, yes. But to even get a compliment like that, like, I just want you all to understand, like, how powerful this man was, how inspirational this man was, how selfless this man was.
Yeah, like, some of the stories that people said of my dad, who, you know, did not come from wealthy background by any means, you know, he was very skinny as a child, you know, like, didn't miss a meal, but things were not, you know, I'm blessed. He was not blessed when he was a child in terms of the things and resources that he had behind him. And, like, hearing stories of him giving up meals so that his friends could eat and inviting them over so that they could have a meal. And it was like, just, that's selfless. And that's something that he never lost as well. Like, he would always be willing to put someone else first and never raised his voice. I'm telling you, like, never heard him raise his voice unless it was in laughter or, like,
right, joy. Excitement.
He never yelled at me because he was angry. Like, that's rare.
That is rare.
That's very rare that someone can be that calm and that measured and that caring. And it's just a shame that he's not here, you know. And I know everything happens for a reason, but it doesn't make it any less painful. It doesn't make it any less painful. Yeah, and I guess also in terms of community, just an outpouring from people from high school or even people like I knew from elementary school who have reached out to me and said that they were literally crying with their own families because they knew my dad when I was like 6 years old, and I'm turning 21 this year. You know what I mean? Like, people were touched by him, and the things people have done, bringing meals, making home cooked meals. And I have to shout out Zoe Gerlinger, because she cooked my family like a 5-course meal that was restaurant quality. And she said, I will do it anytime you need it. And it's just examples of that is like what community is and what support looks like in a time like this. Yes. I'm just very, very thankful for all of the kind words, the love, the cards, the messages, the texts, the DMs, like all of that is so, so, so sweet. And I'm so thankful to have people who have reached out and been there, because this is something that it's life altering. Mm-hmm. And to have people reach out and show that they care about you in a time like this is just like, it's overwhelming in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Bria, I know we talked about this earlier, but I also feel like the amount of love that's being poured out to you also shows how amazing people think you are as a person. And just knowing that some of those individuals never even had a conversation with your dad, but they just knew he had to be incredible because of who you are. And I just feel like that really speaks to everything. I mean, you all know how much I adore Bria, but when I tell y'all, like, truly, like, my life would not be the same without her. My life would not, like, I just have to say that because, again, it shows how Bria is an extension of how incredible her family is, how loving and supportive her family is. And
stop, I'm gonna start sobbing.
This whole experience has just made me even more grateful for you. And I really just want to get across like the love and the support that you're receiving is because people know the soul you have, how genuine you are. And so many people have taken that for granted. But y'all don't know how amazing my best friend is. And yeah. That is a direct extension and a direct representation of the greatness that is her family and the excellence that is her family. Not just in accolades, but in genuine joy and genuine love and genuine community and genuine support.
No, because y'all don't understand. Like, when I say I love Kim, I love Kim. And that's, I feel a little speechless right now just because it's like overwhelming. Like, I don't know, for you to say that, like, people see my dad in me and like, I don't know. It's like, it's just like a lot. And like, I don't know. And I don't know, I've had like teachers say that, or like, you know, like one of my professors this semester, I told her everything that was going on when my dad was sick, and she was just like, take all the time you need. I'm really praying. Like, I've never even met him. I haven't even met you in person, but I know your dad's great because you're great. And she was like, you know, the parent from the child. And like, when I think about that, and then I hear what Kim's saying to me, it's like my heart could burst, you know, like thinking that people really see, like, I don't know, see something in me, or like see a light in me, or and want to, I don't know, and feel my pain and want to like reach out. It's like, it's a lot. In like the most positive way, it's a lot.
But you know, it's so true. And I feel like anyone who has genuinely been able to have an interaction with you, they know that deep down. It just shines through. It genuinely shines through. And there's nothing greater than that. And I have no doubt just about the ways in which you're going to make him proud. Just absolutely no doubt. And, you know, Bria and I talk about this offline all the time, just about our futures and everything like that. And I remember, like, one of our first conversations after pass was just about, like, we're gonna do so much, like, for him, like, knowing that, like, he would be proud. Like, all these plans and everything we talk about, it just, like, made us even more hungry, like, for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just definitely,
like, looking down and proud of us, like, like, oh my gosh, like, thinking about that.
It definitely has, like, increased my motivation, because I'm not going to let this cripple me, because that's just not an option. Like, as much as you want to just lay in bed all day and not do anything, I'm not gonna let that be an option, because there's so much that I wanted to do when he was here. And it's stuff I know I need to do even though he's gone. And it might be extra hard or, you know, extra emotional, but I just know I need to do it. And I want to make him proud. And I know he was proud, but I just want to do all those things that we always talked about, you know. It's just going to be so weird achieving milestones and, like, not coming off the stage to, like, hug him. And, like, if you would have told me my dad wouldn't be there at my college graduation, I literally would have laughed. Like, especially at that time, like, when I graduated high school, we were worried about my grandmother.
Right.
My mom's mom, who ended up passing in 2019.
Yeah.
And that was a blow. So the fact that my dad, not even barely 2 years later, is passing, and, like, around Father's Day, no less, around my parents' anniversary, like the week that this goes up, it's gonna be Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And June 17th is my parents' anniversary, and they would have had 32 years, and it's not even a month after my dad passed. Or barely a month after my dad passed. And it's weird to be 20 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to spend however many more Father's Days not being able to call him up or, you know, wish him a happy Father's Day or go out to dinner. And those are things that I don't know, like, how they'll be going forward. But I just can only hope and pray it'll get easier. And I know that with community and friends and people to lean on, and family, obviously, to lean on, like, we'll get through them. It may not be pretty, the way I'm crying right now, like, it may not be pretty going forward, but we will get through these days.
You know, I'm here every step of the way. And I don't act like that's, like, the perfect replacement at all, but you know.
I know you're here. Yeah. What an episode this was.
What an episode, but I gotta say, like, we can't conclude without also just talking about, I just want to reaffirm the impact on the community and, you know, some things that we just have to share. So I'll start with the first one and then I'll let you get to the second, but you know, announced at Bria's father's funeral is the town that where we live. They essentially made a proclamation for a day of remembrance and celebration of Bria's father, Sam Watkins, on May 25th of every year. And our city where we're from, it's no small little town. It's no small little town. So for that to happen, we opened up with this. He impacted the entire community in the best way you could imagine. And that's proof of that.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I guess we can conclude with this. So everyone who knew my dad knew he loved basketball. Like, he absolutely loved it. My brother played basketball. My dad's dad played basketball. Like, that was the thing. And even though I was not, like, a basketball fanatic, like, my dad is basketball, and I always forever will associate with him with that. And so in his memory, my family is starting a foundation, and it's obviously there's a lot going on right now, so it's not completely, you know, up and running, but it will be soon. And it will be the Samuel Christopher Watkins Senior Athletic Mentoring and Scholarship Foundation, aka the SAM Foundation. And it's basically going to be about everything that he stood for, which is obviously basketball and athletics, but also education. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about throughout this whole entire episode, he was so big on education and supporting youth, as he supported my brother and sister when they were, you know, in education. My brother is doing a master's right now, actually, in sports management, and my dad was all for that and absolutely loved that. You know, he supported Kim and I through our high school struggles that we've talked about on this podcast. Yeah, he just supported education, mentoring, athletics, in everything he did in this community that we live in. And I think that this will be the perfect way to memorialize my father. And yeah, I'm so excited for this to, you know, evolve. And once this gets up and running, I just know it's gonna be amazing. Yeah, amazing outreach. I know my brother, he wants to, like, sponsor teams and you know, just do amazing things for the youth, especially Black youth. Yeah. You know, we just need outlets for them.
Definitely.
And my dad was so, so big on that. So if we can do something like that in his name, I just know he would just be smiling down on us. So yeah, that will be soon. And I guess that is the end of this video and possibly a welcome back to the podcast, question mark.
Bria and I talked about this because you know how much we love this outlet. We love talking about different topics. And, you know, I think what makes sense going forward is for us to put out episodes essentially on an ad hoc basis, you know, when we're up to it, you know, when it's feasible. And we hope that you all support us in that journey and that decision. We want to make sure that when we put out content, it's of high quality. It's when we have the capacity. We don't want to cheat anyone by, like, doing anything less, so.
Of course, and we don't want to cheat ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, especially dealing with grief, it's not linear. Mm-hmm. So, like, this week I had energy and was ready to film. Next week, I don't know.
Exactly.
And, I'm sure at some point it will probably become regular again, you know, and there'll be more normalcy and all that good stuff, but as of now, we hope you support us as we upload content when we are able to. And we do have great ideas, definitely not an issue of creativity.
Definitely not. We have a doc where we have
That doc is big. That doc is fast. So it is not an issue.
Oh, so much good stuff to come.
So much good stuff to come. I hope all of you are safe and well. I hope all of you can go hug your parents for me right now. I hope you all are having great Father's Days, and don't take them for granted ever. And yeah, we will see you soon.
We'll see you all soon. Thank you for listening and supporting.
Thank you. Bye.